pinching yourself at what's unfolded over the last sort of 72 hours?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, even the last few weeks. And if you told me 6 weeks ago I'd be in this position, I would not believe you at all. So last 72, I haven't really slept much because it's been so exciting and just the adrenaline rushing, but yeah, very cool.
Had you written this year off in terms of that you're probably looking at where can I find a spot back in this team?
Probably not written off. I'd probably not lost a little bit of hope, but it was very hard to get into the team, and then VFL stopped, and then we're probably lucky that we got the week off so we could have a big training session, and just tried to train well in that, and then got the chance with Reese probably going down. I definitely didn't write it off, but I definitely didn't think I'd be here.
Did you play in that scratch match, the VFL, the day after you played in the qualifying final?
Yeah, I did.
When you only came on late in the game, what were you thinking about, or were they advising you how they were going to use you? Were you aware that they weren't going to use you till late, if at all?
Nah, that's the thing with the sub. You never know when you're going to go on. You could go on in the first quarter of what I did on the weekend, or last minute like I did in the first week. So you never really know what's going to happen, and you just got to try and stay ready the whole time.
How'd you go in that scratchy against Collingwood? Did you get a bit of the footy?
I wasn't too bad. It's one of those games where everyone just plays well. Like, it's pretty open, just real fast transition game. So, kind of everyone played well.
You played numerous roles. Somebody said, I think, in the box that you played everything, everywhere bar in the ruck, basically, on the weekend. Yeah. Was it a case of that they just had to get you on once they'd worked out Stewie, and then it was sort of shuffle the cards from there and see where you landed?
Yeah, it's probably my role a little bit now is my versatility. Like, I've played a little bit of back this year towards probably more back half of the year, and then can still play mid, wing, played a little bit of forward on the weekend. So, yeah, it's kind of it's what you want from your sub, I guess, is they can kind of play anywhere. And, I'm just happy to play wherever I can.
Couple of concussions through the year that slowed you. How much did that impact you?
First one not so much, but the second one probably rocked me a bit. I just couldn't remember anything from that game and still can't. I think I was out for a couple of weeks, then we were going into the bye, went up for a little getaway and ended up getting COVID, so I couldn't train the next week, so I couldn't play again. But then after that, I was fine.
So no lingering effects from that second one. That was the one at Port Melbourne, the second one?
Nah, it was Werribee.
The Werribee one. Port Melbourne was the first one.
Yeah, that was pretty mild.
Yeah, okay. Does that when that's all happening, you just think the world's against you?
Yeah.
The footy gods don't want you to get anywhere?
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of getting back to my form in the VFL, just getting continuity, and then that happens, and you're just like, oh, it's so annoying. But still had the last half of the year, which is pretty handy.
You're a top 10 pick in your third year and you're not playing regular footy. Are you feeling that pressure as well?
Internally, not at all. You probably get a little bit frustrated, but externally maybe, but you just try and not listen to it at all. Everyone from Geelong has been really good and not putting any pressure on at all. And it's a grand final team, so it's a pretty hard team to crack into.
Two Queenscliff boys in an AFL Grand Final is quite amazing, isn't it? Will you reach out to Darce at all and have a chat to him about the fact that there's two Cooters going to have a crack at winning a flag?
Yeah, it's pretty cool that there is. I don't reckon I've ever met him from when he was from Queenscliff, so probably won't reach out to him. But, it's very cool that there's two local Queenscliff boys, and I saw Queenscliff put a post up yesterday, so that's pretty cool.
Obviously, you know, Queenscliff, it's not a massive club in terms of producing AFL players. Does it mean a lot to you that you're not only carrying, you know, the hopes of Geelong, but, you know, your club as well would love to see you play in a premiership?
Yeah, it does. Love Queenscliff. I've still got all family and friends there, so try and get down there whenever I can. It's super special, and hopefully can represent them proud and, get the cup for them.
I don't think St. Ignatius has ever produced a premiership player either, and you'd be a chance to be the first of that as well, which would be really nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon I don't know how many good footballers have come from St. Ignatius, but I saw they won the Herald Sun Shield this year, so they're getting better, and, yeah, it'd be pretty cool to be the first for that.
Good stuff, mate. what's a week look like for you? How do you, you said you haven't slept much over the last 72 hours. How do you try and, I suppose, slow the brain a little bit and not play the game in your head?
Yeah, got to get more sleep. Hopefully I can get out for a fish tomorrow. Hopefully the wind dies down and that kind of gets your mind off it. So yeah, just kind of switch off, do things that get your mind off the game and selection and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, try and get out for a fish and yeah.
Where do you go fishing?
Just off the bay in Queenscliff, out front of St. Leonard's, try and get some whiting.
Whiting.
Yeah. No, nice and easy.
Yeah. Hope they're biting.
Hopefully. Hopefully it's been a bit of wind, so should be all right.